And good afternoon. It's 12 noon. You're listening to Fine Music Radio. In fact, specifically, you're listening to Cape Diary, Kaap se Dagboek. And I'm your presenter today. I'm Philip Todras. And as always, thanks to Lynette, we've got a wonderful lineup of people to speak to know what's happening in and around Cape Town. And thanks to Mazu, he's keeping us on air. So guys, what's happening today? My first guest is going to be Saskia Emery, and she's going to tell us about the Christchurch Constantia annual summer fete, which is happening this Saturday. That's Saturday the 25th October from 8:30 in the morning in Constantia. Then we'll be speaking to Shirley Gerler. Well, we know that there's a wonderful summer lineup of concerts by the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra, but we're going to focus on two very special ones. The one is Bernard Gerler on Saturday, not Friday, Saturday, 22nd November at 7:30 at the City Hall. And we're going to tell you why it's important. And then on Thursday, the 4th of December at 7:30 at the City Hall, there's Louis' Legacy. And we'll tell you what that's all about. That's why we've got Shirley Gerler lined up. Then there's the Artscape Roundup. Now, normally Simone Harradin would be giving that to you, but seeing she's taking time out this week, you'll have to put up with me telling you what's happening in and around Artscape. Then we join acclaimed cellist Carol Toms for a sunset concert. That's happening this Sunday, the 26th October at 6 p.m. at the Sanctuary at La Roche in Franschhoek. And we'll be speaking to the artist herself, that's Carol Thorns. Then a hilarious new comedy written and performed by Sue Dipperfian. It's called Misbehaved. We'll explain how that we come to that title. It starts the Saturday, 25th October, running through to the 1st of November at the Drama Factory. So let's find out what Sue has got to say about that, because she has both written and is performing as a soloist in that piece. So, as always, lots to look forward to, but let's first start by talking some good music.
FMR 101.3 FM.
And so many things, I think, is what we can look forward to at the Christchurch Constantia annual summer fete happening this Saturday. And the person to tell us all about it is Saskia Emery.
There we go.
Saskia, tell us, what can we expect? So many things?
So many things. We've got, the normal, the cake stall and the garden stall and the white elephant, which is always very popular. And then obviously lots of food to eat, vetkoek, bacon and egg rolls, tea and coffee.
So you don't have to worry about breakfast.
You don't have to worry about breakfast. You don't have to worry about lunch. And we also have some charities that have stalls.
Okay, but let's start off just with the basic. It starts at 8:30 in the morning.
Starts at 8:30.
And runs through until?
About when everything's sold out. Lunchtime. One, half past one.
Round about there.
Round about
there. So if you don't get in the morning, wow.
Done, yes. And entry is by donation. So if you can't afford to pay, that doesn't matter. You can still come in, and those who are a little bit more affluent might put in a little bit more than R5 or R10.
So it's
always useful, and we all need money.
Okay. Yeah. And what is it in aid of?
It is for church funds. Churches are battling.
And you've got a most beautiful church to preserve. I mean, Christchurch Constantia is a very special venue.
It's a beautiful venue. It's 160 years old. It means a lot of maintenance, and we do that with great love and passion. But yes, all of that takes some money.
And it's also a venue that I go to often in terms of those wonderful concerts that Matthew Reed puts on.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so we've got to look after you. Now tell us a bit more about the market itself, because you mentioned boom, 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 but a little bit more.
A little bit. Well, as I said, there's very popular is our cake stall. You can come and buy anything and everything. And there's the white elephant stall. And
what can we expect to find there? Not elephants, I hope.
I hope not elephants. Well, there is a white elephant that will be standing at the entrance, but a papier-mâché one. And it's CDs, bedside lamps, crockery, cutlery, anything and everything we put on at really, really, really good prices. And then we've got a very popular garden stall as well with lots and lots and lots of plants. I don't know if you've ever heard of Jafter's Cut Flowers.
No.
In Constantia, they're behind Peddlers. He helps us arrange and obviously brings us lots of beautiful flowers and plants. And our parishioners have been planting since March. They've been growing their little cuttings and seedlings. So that's on the stall side. We also have a very popular youth stall where the kids can play games. So the children are welcome and looked after and safe. And then always food. Food, we've got buri rolls, bacon and egg rolls, vetkoek with mince. There's a tea stall, tea garden with lots of little lovely little nibbly bits. So your tummy will be looked after.
I'm pleased I had coffee just before I came on, because the concept of all those wonderful things just sounds amazing.
Yeah.
A little bit about the thing. You know, you said 160 years old. A little bit about the venue, because it is so special, and it's been part of Constantia. I mean, I remember even as a kid driving past there on the way to Groot Constantia, and that whole particular area is very precious.
It is very, very precious. The church is 160 years old, the church started in a little building just near what we call High Constantia now. To service all the farms for the little farm kids and the farmer, the workers. And then eventually this beautiful church was built. And we still have a great mix of people. You've got the affluent Constantia people, but we also have a lot of people that still come to the church that were removed in the 60s. And our last priest actually was born in Strawberry Lane. And so it was very lovely for him to be our rector again. But he's now moved to the cathedral, and we have a new priest, Selwyn, who also comes from the area. He grew up just down the road in Grassy Park. But it's beautiful, and we obviously do the concerts, and we have a beautiful piano, and the acoustics are marvelous. So, yes, we just love the place.
I see that you're passionate about it. And are you doing any of the cooking or baking yourself?
I'm not. No. I'm just was a part of the organizing committee.
And how long have you been doing this for? It seems like it might be gone on for a little while.
We started planning in March of this year. But this is the seventh fete that myself and the committee are organizing. So we're pretty know how to do it by now.
So it's obviously our fate to be there.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, let's just summarize again. It's happening this Saturday. It's the 25th October, starting at 8:30. And you better get there early, it sounds like, before the white elephant disappears and all the food has been eaten up, not by the white elephant, but by whoever. And it's at Christ Church Constantia, which is, I think that's called Main Road Constantia?
It's Constantia Main Road and Parish Road.
Okay, the corner of where the traffic lights are.
Absolutely.
The traffic lights there are to stop you in your tracks.
Absolutely, and there are lots of banners flapping around, so you won't miss it.
Promise.
Yes.
Okay. So thank you very much to Saskia Emery for telling us all about what's happening then. And please keep a lookout for what's happening right through the year in terms of concerts and events. It really is a center of a community center.
It certainly is.
Okay. So thanks again to Saskia, and let's hope to see us all there on Saturday.
101.3 FM. This is Fine Music Radio.
Because I have with me Shirley Gerler, and I believe you've got something to do with the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra.
Do I? I forget.
Not today, you won't forget. Not while I'm here and pay respects to you and a marvelous man that you might know called Bernard Gerler.
Do I know him?
Well, you must tell me about that. Before we talk about Bernard and Louis, and I wasn't going to tell anybody when I introduced you what this is all about, but we're looking forward to the summer season.
Yes.
Of the Cape Town Philharmonic.
Five concerts, but they're on very odd days because of various reasons, like the City Hall couldn't give us one date, two dates. So, in fact, we have three Thursdays, one Wednesday, and one Saturday. And we have two conductors, Ariane Tin and Bernhard Göhler, and we have four soloists and one without a soloist, because it's Mahler. And Mahler is the choice of Bernhard Göhler, and Bernhard Göhler is being honored by the Cape Town Philharmonic for his 31 years of service to music in Cape Town.
It can't possibly be 31 years. It just seems like the other day.
I know. I mean, he's only 36. So
straight out of kindergarten.
Yes.
Okay. So tell us about, no, seriously, I want people to know how much we respect Bernhard Göhler. And I know that you're not going to be objective, and I don't want you to be objective. I feel in the arts you don't need to be objective. You've got to be passionate.
I can be objective and just quote the deputy concertmaster who said, "We love him and we respect him, so he ticks all the boxes." And you know, people think he's patient, but they also think he's impatient, because he's so carried away that when he looks at you, he's glaring at you, but he's not. He's just seeing, you know, oh, you did miss that note. Oops, that was flat. Oops, where's your intonation? But he cares so much about the music, and for him, music is the only important thing.
And the Cape Town Philharmonic is obviously the other.
Absolutely. He has loved it here. Yeah, I mean, 31 years in one city. I know he hasn't lived here all the time, because he had a job in Canada simultaneously and one in Germany. But this is his favorite place. And, you know, he was the one who said in Canada, "I'm out of here and I'm coming back to Cape Town." Didn't want to go back to Germany, didn't want to stay in Canada, wanted to come back here.
A man, obviously, of impeccable taste.
Absolutely.
And not just in music.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Now, tell us a little bit about his career.
Yeah.
And the fact that, you know, the build-up and his passion about the Cape Town Philharmonic.
Well, we came here when it was still the Cape Town Symphony. And he came here in 1994, and he came at a time that it was just post the election, and Europe was full of, oh, that country's not going to last. All the white people are going to go mad. They're going to kill. So he came with a suitcase. I won't say full of, because I didn't know him at the time, but he came with candles and cream for his coffee in case there was no milk in the shops. It was actually really funny. I mean, with hindsight, it's hysterically funny. But at the time, Europe was really very concerned. So he started then, and Francois was his first soloist. And Francois took him to Kirstenbosch Gardens. And he really, truly fell in love with the place. But he loved the orchestra. He loved the people in the orchestra. He loved the fact that they were welcoming. And, you know, Bernhard is quite reserved. And they didn't let him be reserved. They drew him out, and he really enjoyed it. And then they asked him to come back, and then he was coming back 3-4 times a year. And he was a cellist in this Radio Symphony Orchestra in Stuttgart, but they were very generous, and they allowed him to, you know, that because they had like 12 cellos in one section, they could rotate, and he was allowed to rotate a whole month off so he could come here, that sort of thing. And then he took a year off, and at the end of that year, he had to make the call. Did he become a conductor full-time, because he'd been doing this part-time for, I think, about 12 years? And he made the call. And then they offered him the job of principal conductor of what was then the original Cape Town Philharmonic, which, as you know, went bankrupt in 20,000. And then this now Cape Town Philharmonic took over and has become the established, the secure, the sustainable orchestra in the city, doing everything, you know. Not only symphony concerts, but opera and ballet and variety and
all
musicals.
All from the center of the universe, which is
Cape Town.
And Artscape, which is the home of Fine Music Radio.
That is true.
So that's
we're
why
all happy.
We all tie in so wonderfully together. So the program for Göhler's
It's a celebration. It is only Mahler, the Monumental Symphony No. 5. And I'm not going to get started on what he thinks about it, but of course he thinks a lot about it.
And that's the concert which is happening where and when?
It's happening on the 22nd, Saturday the 22nd, at the City Hall. There will, of course, be the dress rehearsal.
For the dress rehearsal, it will be Saturday morning, I presume.
Yes, it will, at 11 o'clock.
So we better make sure that those who support the those sessions know about it.
Yes.
So guys, please note, number one, it's on a Saturday. It's the 22nd of November. It is at the City Hall. But if you want to come to the dress rehearsal, you come on a Saturday morning.
And you buy your tickets at Quicket. And for the concert itself, you buy at Web Tickets.
There you go. So that's easy enough.
Right.
And I think it's a wonderful opportunity to say thank you to Bernhard.
I think so too.
Okay.
I think it's going to be a lovely night.
Good. Now, the other lovely night is Louis's legacy. Explain who Louis is and why he deserves.
Louis Hahnemann has been CEO of this orchestra since its establishment 25 years ago. And in fact, he chose a year ago to step down on his 25th anniversary. In the meantime, we changed things and added some Christmas Carol concerts, so he can't really step down on that day, but he'll be around. But he has done more than any person in this city to sustain this orchestra, to keep it going despite, you know, crises in funding, despite government pulling right out of funding, despite the start of an orchestra that is a scratch orchestra that gets the pot, you know, to hand around the mzanzi. It's really quite sad, but he's been amazing about this. So this is a tribute to him, and it's an all Tchaikovsky concert, and we have Miklin Lepang coming back to play the Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto. Miklin was here about a year ago, and people just fell in love with him. And, sorry, 2 years ago, and then a year ago he came for the Franschhoek Festival, and he's coming back to Franschhoek in February. So, you know, we're not going to get rid of any of them. And Louis will be around. But honestly, truly, it's going to be a concert to say thank you, to laud him for what he's done, which has been amazing.
Lord Louis.
But just a step back, you know, Louis introduced things like the youth orchestra. He extended that into the conductor's competition and the composer's competition for young people. So it's all about development, not only about flexibility, not only about collaborations, but about development.
And youth is so important. I think always say stepping across that threshold in early ages brings you into that.
Yes, it does.
You don't, it's not a big thing anymore. Yeah. It's just part of your life living.
It is, and it changes your life. It's changed the lives of so many people. I mean, we've seen so many careers established through our youth orchestra.
No, and look at the conductor of the youth orchestra.
Well, we have Liam now, but we had Brandon.
Yes.
And we've got Jason Atherton, who won the last competition, who's going to be conducting the Carols concerts. We've got Jacobus de Jager, who's just gone to Manchester and got a job there. I mean, our guys do well. I'm sad they're all guys. They're not only women, but they will be women.
and there's Cape Town Opera doing wonderful work as well.
Yes.
And one of the concerts will be including them, am I right?
No, not this. Well, not, I mean, it's a collaboration for the Christmas Carols concerts between us and them. Yeah.
Okay. And you're constantly collaborating and doing good things.
We just did duet, and that was terrific.
It wasn't terrific. It was out of this world.
Thank you.
There's a word I would use before, but nobody understands French. So not everybody does.
True.
But it is.
I get the point.
It was just wonderful.
Yeah.
And wow, may we have more, please?
Yes.
Okay.
Next year.
Are there any
First of August.
Free concerts still before Christmas?
Well,
there's lunch hour concerts?
There's the Carol's concert will be lunch hour here on the 9th.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Guys, put this down in your diary because these are the things you don't want to miss. Okay, so Louis' legacy also has a rehearsal, but that's on a normal day.
Thursday.
On Thursday.
The 4th of December.
Okay, and it's all happening on the 4th of December.
11 o'clock and 7:30.
It is at the City Hall.
Yes.
And the parking is, as usual, it's free
Absolutely.
In the City Hall and all of those things that go with it. And booking, et cetera, is all sorted out.
Absolutely.
So thanks to Shirley Geller for filling us in. She knows quite a lot about me. She has an insider's view of the Cape Town Philharmonic. Thank you to Shirley.
Thank you, Philip.
FMR 101.3 FM.
As I said, I've got to fill in today for Simone. Well, as I said, the Artscape Roundup is usually done by Simone Harradin, but I suppose she is allowed to have some time out. So, this is me, Philip Todras, telling you what's happening right here at Artscape. And first off is, opening tomorrow, David Cramer's Orpheus McAdoo. It returns after reviving the soul-stirring story of the Virginia Jubilee Concert Company. Expect Jubilee singing. We're talking about spiritual ragtime rhythms and vibrant storytelling in a musical celebration that bridges cultures and eras. It's including members of Cape Town Opera. Vincent Conroy Scott is Orpheus and Brittany Smith is Matty. Then Dancers Love Dogs. That's happening on the 23rd of October. And I'm told it blends dazzling dance with heartfelt purpose. It's featuring top South African performers, This one-night-only show raises funds to sterilize rescue dogs. It's rhythm, compassion, and canine love, all in one unforgettable staging. MC is Alan Committee, and he says he's not mad about dogs and he knows nothing about music, but anyway, he's there. Oh, he doesn't dance either. So, but people like the Lambda Group, Eon Group, Cape Town Ballet, Zip Zack Circus, it's a whole range of dancers. So there should be something that appeals while you're supporting a very, very good cause. Then South African music legend Jonathan Butler will dazzle in A Life in Song. It's a soul-stirring journey through his iconic career. From jazz to gospel, back to gospel, his timeless voice and heartfelt storytelling promises an unforgettable evening. So celebrate the legend of a true maestro and Grammy Award-winning nominee in this one-night-only musical tribute on the 24th of October. Then you've got a chance to soak in the golden hour vibes at another Poetry and Jazz and Sunset Sessions of the Cape Cultural Collective on the 26th of October. The soul-searching, soul-nourishing evening blends evocative spoken word with smooth jazz. Expect rhythm, reflection, and renaissance in a celebration of creativity, community, and the power of expression. So it's a very full lineup. 21st October for David Kramer opening. Dancers Love Dogs on the 23rd. Wow. Butler on the 24th. And then the Jazz Story on the 26th. As always, you're in the center of the cultural universe when you hear at Artscape, the home of fine music radio. So thank you for that. That's the score that I got from Robin. I hope she's enjoying a holiday, and I hope you'll be enjoying Artscape from the 21st and always. Thank you. Over to some music.
101.3 FM. This is Fine Music Radio.
I have with me Carol Thorns, and the reason she's here is that she's got to back announce what we've just been listening to.
Well, good afternoon. That was Quietly Yours, my arrangement for my album called Sanctuary. It is originally a birdie song, but I rearranged it for cello.
And your accompanist?
This was the amazing producer-composer Helmut Mayer.
There you go. Mm. So we now know that this lady has talent. She certainly knows how to play the cello, and she's going to tell us about the concerts she's going to be having at the Sanctuary at La Roche in Franschhoek, and it's happening on Sunday.
That is
correct. So tell us more. What can we expect?
Well, I'm very, very excited about this concert. The last time I performed there was in 2023 at the launch of the album that song was from. And the Sanctuary at La Roche is actually on an island. So you cross the water and then you enter this beautiful space and the acoustics are incredible. I'm actually going to fill the chapel with some candles just to add to the effect. And I'm going to be playing all my favorite music. We're going to start off gently with some beautiful cello music in the vein that you just heard. And then I'm going to be adding my very wonderful, talented violinist friend, Renata Riedemann. And towards the end, we have a fantastic vocalist called Setu G, and we're going to be doing some arrangements of South African songs. So it's going to take people on quite a journey where you're going to be soulful in the beginning and then dancing at the end.
Very good. And when's this taking place? Oh, I see it's sort of late afternoon.
Yes, guests can come and have a glass of bubbly and watch the sunset, and then we'll be performing from 6 to 7 p.m.
So get there by 5:30 if you want to have the bubbly.
Exactly.
Okay. And if you want to have a look around La Roche anyway, you might want to come a little bit earlier.
5:15.
No, a good start. But, you know, we've spoken about the concert. I want to speak about you and your professional career as a musician. So where do we begin?
I think we begin at Rhodes with me packing my cello away to do a science degree, and then being tempted back to music by a wonderful cello professor, Isabel Sholter Douglas, and she got me to join the music departments and reignited a real love for cello. And from that, I went on to really lean into a different side of the industry, in that I love adding a visual element to what I do. So I do a lot of work for big events where I play in a giant bubble, or I have a sparkly lit up LED dress with 1,000 lights. And even like Sunday, I love to bring music into a context where it's also beautiful to look at. So that's why I choose venues that aren't typical music venues. I add some extra visual side to it. But of course, at the heart of it, it is always the music. And I've been very fortunate to work with incredible people who have helped me achieve things like 2 Sama nominations for my cello albums. And it's a wonderful job. I love it. I feel that every gig is a gift. It is an absolute joy. And as I move on in my career and get older, I'm more and more grateful to make music and very grateful to people who buy tickets and come to listen to me.
Indeed. Now, what can we expect in terms of bubbles or presentations, or aren't you going to give us away the secrets of what we'll be looking at besides listening to this coming Saturday?
On Sunday.
Sunday.
I mean, the big star of the show really is that setting with those incredible mountains. You know what it looks like. And actually, Sunday is going to be quite an intimate concert. So I'm not bringing too much drama in terms of the visual element. It is definitely a concert for people who are busy and stressed this time of year and want to just check out for an hour and do something for their souls.
And you're also very lucky in terms of what's happening to the weather at the moment.
Am I?
We are springing into summer, it seems.
Yes, but I'm not sure about Sunday. It looks a little bit drizzly, but it'll add to the dramatic effect. It's we'll roll with the weather.
Well, let's hope it doesn't roll too heavily.
Yes.
Like we had to give up the Cape Town Marathon.
No, none of that. The concert will go on. The show will go on.
Irrespective. Well, at least we know that someone can play the cello, knows how to play it, and will continue. Whatever. Okay, and a little bit more about where you see yourself going and the way you seem to be adapting. I mean, listening to your music, it wasn't just simply the cello and the piano. I think there's a little bit of arranging the depth of the sound and all of that. Is there someone helping you along, or
yes,
is this something that you are?
Well, I have a new single coming out, which was produced by Constance Spies, and this is a duet with my friend Renata on violin, and we filmed it, speaking of beautiful mountains, in Franschhoek 2 weeks ago, and actually it poured with rain until we were on site and then the sun came out. So that'll be a beautiful music video coming out soon called You Make Everything Beautiful. And it really is a gorgeous, gorgeous piece. I'm very proud of it.
And now how do you promote that? You know, you're talking about videos. It's a whole other thing from our normal discs or once upon a time CDs and things like that. So how are you? How does one promote in this new world?
I promote it on FMR. Mm. And aside from that, I obviously am quite active on social media. And I have a busy YouTube channel and Instagram. And I find that people really do love the kind of slower, soulful, more heartfelt music that I'm putting out there. The world is a busy place. I also love dance music. I play in a band and we have a DJ and all the rest. But my, speaking about the direction of my career, I feel more and more that music has a role in our lives to bring comfort and joy to people. And that is what I love to do.
It's a wonderful vision and mission. But as I say, it's just the changing things. For instance, most people don't listen to the radio anymore. Not on a radio. Yeah. They'd listen to the radio, but they listen to it in their car and mostly on their telephone.
Yeah.
So what we used to call a radiogram doesn't exist. A radio hardly, even the portable radio. So things have, and you are adapting to those changes in terms of putting out your music. And I'm never quite sure how one is remunerated in those terms. Do you have to, is Spotify the only way to go?
Oh, I have to say that in all honesty, these kind of projects I do in combination with a lot of corporate entertainment, and they are my passion projects.
Okay.
And I'm rewarded with friendly comments and new followers.
Okay. And I'm sure you're going to get lots of followers for your concert at the Sanctuary at La Roche. It's happening on Sunday the 26th, and it's to get there by about 5-ish, and the concert begins at 6 to 7. And how do we book?
You can book on Quicket. You just look for Carol Thorns in Concert, and you can buy your tickets there, and it will really be something you are pleased you
and
have
done.
And
the cost of the tickets are?
The tickets are 595 Rand, and that includes your bubbly. There will also be a cash bar there if you need anything more than your bubbly.
Okay, so lots to look forward to. We've been speaking to Carol Thorns about the Sunset Concert at the Sanctuary at La Roche at Franschhoek. And thank you. And guess what? We're playing out with another one by Carol Thorns. And it's going to be called Quietly Yours. Oh, Amazing Grace. Apologies. Thank you to Mizzou for correcting me. We played in with Quietly Yours and going out with Amazing Grace.
FMR 101.3 FM.
I'm speaking to Sue Dipafin, who has written and performing in Misbehaved. Misbehaved, is that your real name, or am I speaking about Sally Burkett?
Well, a little bit of both, I would think.
Okay, so tell us how you misbehave at the Drama Factory.
Right, so we have put together a play that deals with what happens to teachers in schools at the moment, how they're trying to keep up with things that are changing in the world, you know, having to deal with new form of parents who are much more woke and much more educated than perhaps parents were 30 years ago, and very involved parents. And the show started with me going to speak at a school conference and trying to unpack some of the challenges that teachers have today. And it started me thinking about, you know, how far we have come from revering teachers and not talking badly about them. And they were quite revered 40 or 50 years ago. And now with social media, people are kind of being, you know, vilified and punished online sometimes. So we just wanted to look at that, but also just have a little bit of fun. So we poke fun at ourselves, you know, being older women. And I say we because I'm being helped by Natasha Sutherland. She is my director, and she's helped a great deal on the script. And we've had so much fun just figuring out what could go wrong in a school and trying to put that onto the stage for people to come and enjoy.
I think we also need, seeing we're on air, the title Misbehaved. I think you need to spell it out, as it were, so we know what that's about.
Yes, so Miss B is Miss Burkett, and she is a grade 3 teacher, and her nickname is actually Miss B Loved. But obviously when her name goes into the papers, she starts referring to herself as Miss Behaved, as opposed to Miss B Loved, because she's gone from being a very beloved teacher to somebody that everybody's talking about and a big scandal. And she knows that she has misbehaved, but she's not sure how, you know, whether the punishment actually fits the crime. So that's what we're looking at in this, in the piece.
And you're teaching us by making us laugh about it.
Well, I think we're just trying to, you know, really show how teachers have had to evolve over the last couple of decades, really. During COVID, our teachers were thrust into teaching online overnight. They had to learn all the technology. They had to learn a whole lot of stuff. And for older teachers, that was pretty difficult because you were doing it at home in a vacuum. And I don't know that they ever got praised enough for that, you know, that anyone said, yes, thank you very much, teachers. We realized during COVID that our little people really need their teachers. They need that stability, the same person, you know, that they see every day, that routine. And during COVID, we saw how the children really suffered because they weren't being able to go to school and they didn't have that extra support outside of the house. And so we just wanted to look at that and figure out how the older teachers cope with all the changes that is happening within school curriculums and just generally parents being different. Parents are very much more involved than they were, and they have very strict opinions about how they want their children to be treated. And sometimes things don't always work out like that, you know.
Well,
so
life
it's a little
always.
Bit about laughing at ourselves as older teachers, of course, and also a little bit about poking fun at how certain things change and yet children still stay the same. Their needs are the same.
Well, something about yourself then. Are you a teacher by profession?
So I am an actor, theatre maker, but I did teach drama for upwards of 25 years. I only recently stopped. So I was teaching as a curriculum teacher within a private school situation and a curriculum teacher in a government school situation. So I've seen the curriculums change and move and, you know, how that has all kind of panned out over the years. And then I had my own studio where I taught after school drama. So I've been the babysitter teacher as well.
So
and
you
then
certainly,
also for
yeah.
those that are a bit, you know, more serious, the exam students and so on.
No, you certainly have a background in which to do this and, you know, laugh at yourself, but ha-ha, it's not funny. I personally believe that teachers aren't sufficiently recognized for the incredible contribution they make. And, you know, the education system is so hugely important, and yet you aren't recognized
yes.
sufficiently. So lots to laugh about, but as I keep saying, you've got to take it far more seriously. Now, let's get down to some basics, like how do we book? When's it happening?
I see right, it starts so it's sort of happening... This week, it starts on the 25th of October, which is Saturday. We've got quite a few matinees for people who are wanting to travel from
Saturday,
Cape Town.
Saturday and Sunday. You've
That's
got
correct.
Matinees. Fantastic.
And the following Saturday as well, the 1st of November, also has a matinee. For the rest, we have shows on Saturday evening. Then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday evening at 7:30 at the Drama Factory, which is really close to Cape Town, even though Capetonians don't go anywhere further than 10 minutes.
Well, officially it's in the Strand.
It takes 40 minutes to get here from
it's
town.
It's officially in the Strand, but it is part of Cape Town. So, and
yeah.
to get there, we can do it through the Drama Factory and we can visit
yes,
their website.
That's correct. It's www.thedramafactory.co.za. Or you can pop us a WhatsApp on 073-215-2290.
I see that you are a drama teacher and teacher because you've said them absolutely beautifully. So thank you very, very much to Misbehaved, also known as Sue Dipperfian. And thank you very much for a lovely, lively interview. And I'm sure we'd love to see you misbehaved.
Thank you so much.
Where we listen to lots what's going on from this weekend onwards. So we spoke to Saskia Emery about the Christchurch Constantia Annual Summer Fete. It's the Saturday, as I mentioned, starting at 8:30 at Christchurch Constantia. Then we spoke to Shirley Gerler about the concert series, the summer concert series, but two events in particular. The one on the 22nd, Saturday the 22nd. I point out it is Saturday the 22nd at the City Hall. An all-Mahler symphony concert. It's Bernard Gerler. It's a very celebration recognition of his 31 years of service to the Cape Town Philharmonic. And then on the 4th of December with the Cape Town Philharmonic, there's a tribute to Louis Leonard, who's going to be Louis' legacy at 7:30 at the City Hall. And we had a quick roundup of what's happening right here at Artscape. And then we moved on to speak to Carol Thorns about the concert she'll be doing Sunday the 26th October, this coming Sunday at 6 p.m. at the Sanctuary at La Roche in Franschhoek. And then we went to comedy. We spoke to Sue Dipperfian about the hilarious new comedy written and performed by Sue Dipperfian. It's called Misbehaved. And that's a season running at the Drama Factory from the 25th October to the 1st November. So lots to look forward to. And if you want us to talk about it, then you've got to write into diary@fmr.co.za and let us know all about it. And podcasts are now available shortly after we go off air, and you'll be able to listen to me talking to all these wonderful guests I've been speaking to. So this is Philip Todras saying cheerio from Fine Music Radio's Cape Diary, Kaapse Dagboek, on this clear day. So that's us from us. Cheerio, and let's get on with the music.